What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're one step closer, tech stuff, to our country. Our country's coming back. You know, I've been saying, you've heard me say many times, I feel good. We're getting stronger. We're getting closer to the Trump presidency again. But now I'm feeling it. Now I'm feeling it. It's almost, instead of negative and sort of angry at how our country's doing, I'm starting to feel positive. I'm seeing good, strong poll numbers. We're dominating the Republican primary. Sleepy Joe is sinking like a rock, like a sleepy rock. And we're having great success, and I think we see many great things coming our way. And I think a lot of people, many smart people, by the way, not just the stupid people, a lot of smart people are saying, Mr. President, sir, you're going to win again, sir. And I think they're right. I think they might be right.
Well, I'm shocked that this happened. Nikki Haley won a primary, D.C. What are your thoughts on this? You rolled your eyes just now, but I thought you were going to sweep everything. What happened there?
Washington, D.C., you know what we call it? Do you remember what we call it? I don't know if you were with the show at the time, but what I've been calling D.C. for a long time.
What?
It's called a swamp. I've been calling it the swamp. And it's a nasty, disgusting place where Democrats run the city. Democrats dominate. And I think just to survive all the black crime and all the radical left nastiness, you know, the few Republicans who even live in D.C. have to just sort of be like, oh, I'm pro-Democrat, though. I'm pro-Democrat. Please don't steal my car and shoot my wife and, dunk a basketball on me, whatever your people do. Don't do it. Don't stop me. And so I think we can't trust Republicans. It's the one group of Republicans probably in the entire country that are totally useless. And so congratulations, Nikki Haley. You won the worst Republicans in the country. Wow, I'm really scared.
So are you saying that she's not going to win anymore?
I don't think she's going to, I don't know, how we have territories like Guam and
yes,
Puerto Rico, as they like to say, Rico Suave. Mm-hmm. She might, who knows what the hell they're doing in those places, to be honest, but that's not real America. That's territory America, TA. Now I like TNA, but I don't like TA. And so I think very strongly she's going to get destroyed. And I think it's going to be actually funnier to see that it'll prove how useless D.C. is when it's the only win she has. It'll stand out even worse. It'll make D.C. look like a total fake. And it's like, oh, she won D.C., a place with 9 Republicans who are all scared of getting carjacked. What a win.
Congratulations. A 9-0 victory in the Supreme Court. You were back on the primary ballot in Colorado. And you said you were going to be back on the ballot weeks ago. So,
in the words of John Wick, I'm guessing I'm back. And it's beautiful. And like John, you know, we knew we were going to win Clarence Thomas because the check cleared. So I know we were going to win with him very strongly. Alito hates everybody. So I know we were going to win with him. And obviously I put Gorsuch, Raging Brett, and Amy Cumming Me Barrett, you know, because she's got so many kids. It's like Lou Gehrig's disease. Had Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's like it makes sense that Amy Cumming Me Barrett would have like 12 kids. It's sort of, you know, like when when the priest is up there, like, Amy Cumming Me, do you take John Barrett to be your husband? And you know, John Barrett is thrilled. He's like, wow, it's right there in the name. I can't believe it's not butter. And they do very strongly. So I knew she'd be with me. And John Roberts is weak.
My apologies. Is Cumming Me her maiden name?
Amy Cumming Me Barrett. Look her up. Look up the justice. Very nice looking woman. A little creepy, that has that kind of creepy evangelical, like, she has the kind of blue eyes that aren't sexy. They're more like demonically possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Which some people can find, we don't shame, we don't do cancel culture. You can find it sexy if you find a like sort of puritanical woman possessed by the spirit of Beelzebub while, trying to have a 14th kid. If you find that sexy, then that's okay. But the point is, we have very strongly a 5-vote majority. And then Roberts, I thought he's weak, so he'll go along with it. But the three that surprised me, we got Wakanda Brown Jackson, the black judge that Biden, he promised, I'm putting a black woman justice, most DEI ever in the history of anything. And then he said, Obama put Sonia Sotomayor, the wise Latina, and Kegel exercises is the third one. And all three of them sided with me. How about that? You know you're in trouble if you're the Democrats. If I'm winning, we call them three dog fight because they're Democrats like dogs and they fight a great patriot like me all the time. But even they sided with me. Joy to the world, to quote a Three Dog Night song, joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Notice they only had two genders in that song. But we're doing se it's 70s. This is se I know you don't know 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010 music, but I thought maybe 70s rock. Three Dog Fight. And that's what I call them. So we won 9-0. That's 0-9 for Sleepy Joe.
I mean, if you look at it, I guess you could look at it like that for sure. We've talked about this for many weeks in a row, Mr. President, the migrants invading our
By the way, did you
country.
see Sydney Sweeney? Did you see Sydney Sweeney on Saturday Night Live?
I saw like the preview commercials. I did not see the episode.
Well, that's very weak of you, of course. We'd expect nothing less. But I gotta say, we're so proud of Lauren Boebert. We're so proud of her talent, of her jerk-off skills in public, of her, she's sort of like the first congressional OnlyFans person. And yet, when I saw Sydney Sweeney, who we've talked about very nicely on the show, when I saw her on Saturday Night Live, it was one of the greatest, I would say the greatest moment in the show's history was Sydney Sweeney on that show. She's a very, she comes from MAGA country. She's from Eastern Washington, right next to Idaho. She's from John Stockton's town. You ever heard of John Stockton?
I know who he is, yes.
Well, John Stockton, he wore the short shorts. Well, let me tell you something. It'd be a hard penis poking out of the short shorts if he walked by Sydney Sweeney. That is top tier militia Christian. I mean, I think she could have been a cheerleader at Militia Christian because she's from MAGA country.
Captain.
And it was the greatest episode in the history of Saturday Night Live. And it was not even close, not even close. So we support her very strongly. We hope to get her endorsement. I'm hoping I can get her endorsement and perhaps, I would accept an endorsement in the form of a threesome with melatonin. So the point is, what were you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
You talk about Sydney Sweeney in SNL.
Oh, you were saying we brought something up a lot, and I had to interrupt for some breaking news.
I just said I didn't think the 9-0 Supreme Court. You said it was 0-9 for Sleepy
No,
Joe.
but then you no no before and then I interrupted you. You said we talked about
Oh,
this for a few weeks.
the migrants.
Oh, the migrants. They gave me a migrant head a migrant heading headache.
The numbers are crazy. 8 million migrants. Now, these all can't be 8 million good people. Will soon be living in the United States, and that's 167% increase in migrants in 5 years.
Sleepy Joe, he opened the border. He opened the border. He went and he went to sleep. He undid the door and the gate and then just sat in his rocking chair and fell asleep. And our country's been getting raped ever since.
It's like when the old person is like in charge of the community pool and falls asleep, and then all the kids just run in without paying.
Do the kids at least drown in the end?
Your fantasy. You could choose.
Okay, the black kids drown. Get out of our pool. Get out of our pool. Remember when they wanted to swim in our pools? So nasty. I blame the parents though, but you can't all blame the kids. Although, some of these kids, you see some 10-year-old and he looks like he's, 19, and you call the cops on him. But I blame the parents, to be honest. But the migrants, this is what we're gonna start calling.